at times is becoming farcical. And you have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form.
For your first chance to hear Brian O'Driscoll on OTB, download the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined by Tom Parsons, CEO of the GPA. How are you keeping, Tom?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm all right. So the countdown is really on now to Special Congress, October 23rd, and really a huge decision for the future of the senior intercounty game. We've been debating it on Off the Ball over the last couple of weeks, hearing from a lot of voices around the various different options. And just before we talk then, for anyone who has somehow missed all of this, the different options that are on the table for the delegates in a couple of weeks' time. Option one is that the league will continue as is in the spring. The Ulster and Leinster Championships would start as normal, but the losers then of preliminary rounds would end up moving to either Connacht or Munster, so that all four provincial championships would have eight teams. Each province has competed on a round-robin basis, provincial finals, and we move on to the All-Ireland Series qualifiers and all of that, and also a Tailteann Cup in there as well for Division 3, Division 4 teams that don't do well in their provinces. The mood seems to be that option one isn't gaining any ground at the moment, and it'll come down to option two or option three. Option two is that we flip the season, so the provincial championship takes place first in February and March. They'd be played again as a round-robin, so every team guaranteed 5-6 games there. And then we move on to the league in the heart of the summer. Every team guaranteed 7 competitive games. It means every side will still have a chance of competing for Sam Maguire, because the winners of Division 3 and Division 4 would progress to the All-Ireland Series alongside the top 5 teams in Division 1 and the top 3 teams in Division 2. And the Tailteann Cup would also have a real importance, because it means any team from Division 3 or Division 4 could still gain promotion regardless of where they finish in the league. So that's option two. The other option is basically as is. League, then provincial, then All-Ireland. That may be the Super 8s, but there's also a feeling that maybe the Super 8s will be disbanded either way and we'll go back to the old qualifier system. Tom, you held a press conference today with several intercounty players. You led it with the GPA coming out strongly behind option two. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's quite complex sometimes when you're explaining two structures in 2 minutes. So if anybody wants to get another look, we're going to share actually a 4-minute video that will explain it quite clearly, the proposal that we're going for. So we have a number of whys, Nathan. And, you know, before I even tell you the why, we've surveyed our players. We've held workshops and focus groups one-to-one with players. Last week, we rang every rep or captain across every county. We hosted a workshop for managers. So we've a very robust opinion of the players, and it's strongly coming out for this proposal. And there's a few reasons for that, Nathan. One is development. So this guarantees 7 competitive championship games in the spring or summer for all teams, you know. And if you're talking to any player, games develop teams, games develop players. So development is really important. Competitive balance with that as well. If you're playing games, you need to be playing against teams at your own level so you can progress and you can navigate and you have a competitive game there. It's fair. And fairness is really important because, you know, we want to end these brutal mismatches that we're seeing in the height of the summer. So the fact that all teams are playing across divisions, we won't see those brutal mismatches. And it's fair because teams can develop equally. So one of the conversations I had last week was with the Leitrim captain, Paddy Maguire. We both played Sigerson football in Sligo. And typically his championship campaign was 2 or 3 games every summer, whereas I had 6 or 7 championship games because we competed at the latter end of the competition. So we were running the numbers and we said, geez, it would take Paddy playing 35 years with Leitrim just to match the championship caps that I get as a player. So fairness is really important. And then we're introducing, there's an appetite to introduce a tier 2 competition. And this proposal will really allow that tier 2 competition to thrive. Why? Because it's linked to promotion. So if team don't progress to Sam Maguire, and every team has the opportunity to progress the knockout stages of Sam Maguire, and they're in a second tier competition, they will play and compete in that competition because it's linked to promotion. So there's loads of reasons. There's appetite for change, it's development, it's competitive balance. It brings, talking to a lot of players, it'll bring a lot of excitement to the summer because you're going to have 16 games every weekend and they're going to be against teams at your level, and there's an opportunity to progress. So there's many reasons, but today, and why we're coming out today, is we've a very robust position from the GPA and our National Executive Committee, and we want the views of the players to be heard.
At the moment, we have pre-season competitions. So we have the McKenna Cup, and in the different provinces, they seem to take on a different level of importance. And to play devil's advocate against this, what we would be doing with option two is turning the provincial championships into a pre-season competition and completely devaluing them of importance.
No, but you look at it, Nathan, right? The last championship game will be in July of a given year. The next time a supporter or a player gets out to represent their county is in a provincial championship the following February. So there's going to be a huge appetite to play those games. And, you know, Niall Morgan was on the panel today, and Division One players that I've spoken to, you can still go and win your province. It's still a very prestigious competition. And in fact, there's more games to the province because the games move from 27 games now. And because it's a round robin format, there's now something like 80 games. So, you know, I don't buy that it's not a valuable competition. It absolutely is a valuable competition.
Do you think it'll in any way reinvigorate some of the provincial championships? Because it feels as though still in Ulster, if you're Tyrone, you're going to have to take the Ulster Championship seriously. You're going to have to still put out your best team week in, week out. Where actually for a Dublin, you can probably use this as an experimental tournament, knowing that you're still going to win the vast majority of your games. You can use it as a pre-season competition, that there will be a disparity in how teams approach the provincial championships.
Yeah, well, you look at if in year two or year three of this system, right? You've had teams that have played seven championship games in the height of summer, some progressing to play in the knockout stages of St Maguire, or some competing in a second tier competition that's taken seriously. So teams are developing in the summer. So when they come around to play the provincial games, they're actually probably better placed to take on some of those Division One teams. So it'll provide competitive balance as well. It's all about competitive balance. So, you know, I believe, you know, provincial titles are still very important, and players will take it seriously. But what we need here is we need all our teams playing games in the spring and the summer. And when you look at this and you run the numbers, like the existing Super 8s is something like 66 games in the summer, right? This new proposal will bring 135 games in the spring summer. That's when players want to be playing the football, and the ground is hard and we're moving. And, you know, so there's, and Nathan, this is the kind of debate it needs. It deserves. It deserves to have this debate, this robust conversation, because we need to ignite Gaelic football.
It's the perfect time as well for change in terms of the cycle of media rights deals, which are up for renegotiation again from next summer. So the money conversation is a huge factor in delegates, and the provincial councils do a huge amount of good work in that the amount of development officers that they employ, money is going back to clubs. And we at Dermot McAvoy from the Ulster Council, you know, concerned, genuinely concerned about a potential decrease in revenue that would come about with option two. Have you any facts, figures that the GPA have right now to allay any of those fears that delegates will have going into vote in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah. Well, look, Nathan, I'm a chartered engineer, and I just look at numbers at a high level. And I haven't done a deep dive into all the intricacies of funding and financials. But when you look at it, this championship league will double the amount of games in the spring and summer. I can only imagine that will lead to more revenue. Even when you look at the provincials, there's double the amount of provincial games. There's 81 provincial games because it's a round robin in comparison to 27 provincial games. So, and overall, there's a 15% more games in the season. So, you know, when you run the numbers, unless there's a riddle here, Nathan, I can't understand with imagination and selling competitions that this won't be a positive for revenue streams for counties. And also, you know, in Mayo, we have a huge amount of season ticket holders, and they probably buy those tickets because they trust that, you know what, Mayo have a good chance to be in maybe the knockout stages of a competition. So I could get five or six championship games during the summer. So it's a good investment to buy a season ticket. But if you're a division,
they pay €120, I think it is, at the moment for the season ticket. It's hard to see with this new system how that season ticket, the price of that isn't going to rise substantially if you're looking at four or five guaranteed league games, four or five guaranteed championship games, that some people might find themselves priced out of that.
Yeah, so this gives an opportunity for every county in every division to say, do you know, we're guaranteed seven championship games. And this isn't league. I know these are championship games now in the summer. It's ran off in a league format, but these are hard championship games against competitive teams at the same level. So, you know, at the start of the year, every team has the opportunity to sell that product and that package. So, you know, Nathan, I haven't done an in-depth analysis of the numbers. I was listening to Conor O'Donoghue, who was on the task, the fixture task force. He had some numbers behind it. But at a very high level, from a professional, when I look at the numbers and the number of games, it makes sense that this financially makes sense as well. More games, more competitive games at the right time of year. I just don't see the riddle why this is a problem financially.
I guess it's impossible to have a perfect system as well because of the difference in populations, in interest levels in different counties. And there will be quirks. And, you know, a couple of them might be the separation completely now from the provincial championship to the All-Ireland series, where you might have a Cavan winning Ulster, a Tipperary winning Munster, yet because of their league performance, they're then not involved in the latter stages of the championship. Are you comfortable with the lack of a link between what happens provincially and the All-Ireland series?
Yeah, I mean, our leagues aren't linked to the championship series currently, yet everybody wants to go out and win their division. Like, we've consulted with players. Players will still want to go out and win their provinces. But the bigger picture here is that players want games and compete against teams at their level in the summer, where they can grow and develop, and it's fair. So, you know, like, it needs this debate, right, Nathan? And there's no perfect solution. I don't care what team we pull together to put out a structure. It's not going to please absolutely everybody. But this is a very, very important decision, and we should have this level of debate. From a GPA perspective, we know we want uncertainty of upcoming games. We want competitive balance. We want a split season. Players have expressed that they want, and every team wants to have an opportunity to compete for SAM. So this ticks a lot of our boxes. So we have a foundational structure that ticks our boxes, and there are why. But like, let's get out there. Let's have the debate on why the alternative is a better solution. And like, when we start...
Are you having that debate, Tom? Because we're obviously having it now, and we're having it on the radio and on OTBAM over the last few weeks. Have you been having this debate with other delegates?
Yeah, so we've asked every rep and captain to express their views to delegates and county board chairmen. And there is debate happening. Absolutely. We're having debate amongst players when we explain, well, how does this adapt if this situation happens? We need to have plenty of debate on it. And we have 2 weeks now, the 23rd of October. I believe the Gaelic family isn't well educated on this, hence why we're going to share our video of Proposal B and what the structure looks like. Nathan, you explained it very, very well, but I needed to visually actually see moving parts before I could understand it. So, you know, I'd ask the Gaelic family, club members, you know, inter-county players, everybody, stakeholders, to look at what's on the table. And really, the two things that are on the table, no one's talking really about Proposal A, but it's a proposal. It's Proposal B or the status quo. And from a player's perspective, this is a really, really strong, exciting proposal. We have a lot of robust reasons behind it. And I think, you know, our county executives and our delegates, they will, you know, over the next 2 weeks have the debate. There's no executives coming back saying we're not going to engage with our players. So those conversations are happening. And you know, every week we'll feedback from players, and we just want our players to have the conversation locally with what is the opinion of their squad.
If the status quo were to remain, how damaging would it be for the morale of players in, say, the 20 counties who aren't the general All-Ireland contenders year on year? Because you touched on Leitrim there. We hear it from countless counties every summer that, you know, players are going to be looking around. They've been stuck at home. Will I go to Australia? If it's opening up again, will I go to America? Like, what is the point for me as a Division 3 or Division 4 player when the chances of silverware are slim and none? Like, how big is it for the players, and how much importance are they putting on Proposal B going through, and how damaging will it be if it doesn't go through?
Yeah, no, look, I've had hundreds of conversations on this, Nathan, and you're right. I feel a sense of excitement that teams might be going into the summer with 7 championship games. And, you know, if we win all the games, we still have a chance to enter into the Sam Maguire competition. And if we don't, okay, there's a tier two competition. How do I know that that tier two competition will be taken well, will be taken seriously? But as Mickey Quinn said, you know, if we don't win Division Four, as some of the players decide, do you know what, Talton Cup isn't for me. Their manager and Mickey Quinn and the leaders and that team will say, hold on a second. Yes, it is. Because if we win the Talton Cup, it's linked to promotion. And Nathan, like that happens. I won a county title with Charleston in 2009, senior county title. 2 years later, relegated to intermediate and won that intermediate county title. And we celebrated that intermediate county title as much as we did the senior. Why? Because it's linked to promotion, it's progression. So look, this is happening in all competitions. And I do feel, Nathan, there's a lot of excitement in the year. I haven't even thought about what's plan B if this doesn't pass. The priority now is what you guys are doing, is to educate our Gaelic family, educate players, have the conversation locally, have the debate locally, that delegates and county executives and players, and everybody has the same objective. We want our players and our teams to develop. We want Gaelic football to thrive. So in the interest of Gaelic football, let's have these debates and let's explore. So we've came to this.
Do you think all of the delegates that is their number one priority? It's clearly your number one priority in the GPA, because we've spoken to a huge amount of people on the record and off the record. And the one thing that stood out to me was, this feels like a seismic moment for the GEA.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't get the sense from the delegates that they feel it's a seismic moment. It's just another vote. And if it goes through, probably won't. We're probably status quo. Do people like the Super 8s? Probably not. Let's go back to qualifiers. We all move on with our lives. That the impact that this has on hundreds and hundreds of intercounty players hasn't been fully grasped by an awful lot of people.
No, 100% hasn't. There hasn't been enough education material that's gone out to clubs to allow clubs to make a formulated opinion on. And that's why these 2 weeks are really critical, you know, that this conversation is happening locally all the time. I think it's really important, you know, but we've still time between now and the 23rd of October, you know, and, you know, I think more conversation, more debate, it's, you know, we just need to not be afraid of change, Nathan. And change, everybody has some element of fear.
Why do you think that fear is there? Because you're in an awful lot of these meetings. You're dealing with these delegates. What's being fed back to you? What is the fear of option B?
Yeah, so obviously some fear that is it going to completely devalue and derail the provincial championship? No. Players are looking at the provincial championship, you know, and okay, it's played in February and March, but that's a competition to be won. And I'm a player. If you're a player that's never won a Connacht title or a Leinster or Ulster title, you'll want to win that title. And it's round robin games. But the bigger picture is that when we're in the height of the summer and you're at the peak of your powers, that we're all playing football. 16 championship games spread around the country, competitive games, all competing to either go to knockout stages or go into the Talton Cup. And remember, Nathan, like, September was sacrament for All-Ireland finals. Don't move the September date. We introduced a split season and we moved that back to July. And for some people, you know, their gut might have been saying, don't change something, because change, you know, instills maybe fear in people. But that change has been so well received by inter-county players, club players, like players can go and actually plan their holidays. So change is good. And look, Nathan, maybe this passes. And what do you do at the end of the year? You review, you learn, you unlearn, you relearn, you adapt. And the structure, Nathan, that we have to remember is adaptable. You know, you can increase the number of teams in a division to go through to Sam Maguire or decrease. You know, it's adaptable because it has solid foundations. So there's not many arguments against that I've heard that I wouldn't be able to say, well, can that be adapted in year two or three? So look, Nathan, and the world we live in today, you know, I have a phrase I heard once, and it says, the rate of change will never be as slow as it is today. So change can instill fear, but change is good and allows us to progress and develop and learn.
There's been no official word from the GEA, from Tom Ryan, from Larry McCarthy, as to what their view on this is. You're on the inside at Croke Park. Do you expect them to come out and make a recommendation over the next 2 weeks? And do they need to come out? Do they need to show some leadership around this?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do. And look, we've 2 weeks to the 23rd of October. I think, you know, our most senior administrators and leaders in the game need to go and get on the road, like I've got on the road, and talk to other administrators, talk to players, talk to stakeholders, really, really look at this and express their opinions. And maybe let's have a debate over two proposals on what's the why. Why financially do you think there's an issue with proposal B? And let's have that debate. Let's have that conversation. And is it warranted? The question is this warranted? Absolutely. Because this could potentially ignite Gaelic football. It's a very, very important decision. And there's the people and the delegates are GA people at heart. It deserves a lot of attention, a lot of thought, a lot of deep dive into the different scenarios, the whys, the for and the against, and be really, really well educated and know your why before you go in and you vote on what you think is best for the future of Gaelic football.
Just on the Tailteann Cup, sounds like a brilliant idea in principle, but you touched on, with this new system, how many extra games would be across provincial championships, how many extra games would be across the summer in Division 1, Division 2, and then into an All-Ireland series. How do you generate any interest in the Tailteann Cup? We saw what happened with previous incarnations of this. You know, working in the media, if on a weekend Dublin are playing Donegal and Mayo are playing Kerry in an All-Ireland quarterfinal, and you've got two Tailteann Cup quarterfinals and it's Leitrim against Carlow, nobody's going to be talking about Leitrim against Carlow. How do you get that promoted? How do you make sure the players are interested and give it the life that you feel in the GPA it deserves?
Yeah. Well, you look at a county level. How does an intermediate championship semi-final get the publicity and the energy and capture the hearts and minds of their supporters? How do you capture the hearts and minds of your supporters? There needs to be a tangible benefit to winning a competition. And at club level, you win at junior, intermediate, you progress to senior. So you have a vision of progressing your team to the next division, to the next stage. And that's what Tailteann Cup does. It's linked to promotion. So A, if you have your best players playing in competitive games and they're in a Tailteann Cup semi-final and you're a supporter of a Division 3 or 4 team, of course you're going to follow your team. Of course you're going to follow your team. Because that's the status quo across every county in Ireland. But why it was done wrong previously is it wasn't linked to something tangible. So the Tommy Murphy Cup didn't work. And I remember Sligo playing in the Tommy Murphy Cup final, and they had to recruit club members to play, even though it was in Croke Park, because it wasn't linked to something tangible. But I guarantee it, a Division 3 or 4 team who don't progress to the knockout stages of Sam Maguire, and if players decide, you know what, this isn't for me, I'm not a Tailteann Cup player, I guarantee you, a manager or a leader in that dressing room will say, hold on a second, we're developing as a team. We've played 7 championship games, we came up short, we finished second in Division 3. We're going into Tailteann Cup now, we're going to win this, and we're going to progress to Division 2 next year, and we're going to be in a better position to go on and play in Sam Maguire in the following year. So that's the conversation that needs to happen in dressing rooms.
Yeah, I got to say, it does, from this side, seem like a complete no-brainer. And even the excitement of a Division 4, Division 3 side playing in a preliminary All-Ireland quarterfinal, and you're looking at last season, and I know it's hard to compare over the last couple of years because the league takes on a totally different meaning, where a Galway may miss out in an All-Ireland series because they finish 6th in the league, but actually maybe Galway are taking those last couple of games a far different approach because there's so much at stake. But even the possibility of Antrim winning Division 4 and going up against Monaghan in an All-Ireland preliminary quarterfinal, with Antrim all the momentum of winning Division 4 going into that, that must be an incredibly exciting prospect for players in Division 4 and Division 3.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you best prepare a Division 3 or a Division 4 team to come up against a Monaghan or a Tyrone or a Strand Division 1 team? I'll tell you how. They need to win 7 games on the trot and win their championship games in their division, And then they need to play a preliminary game against a Division 2 team that's finished second or third. And by that stage, if they win 8 games in a row and they're meeting a Division 1 team, there'll be enough self-confidence, self-belief, momentum to really make that a competitive game. So we have to remember, what are we looking at? We're looking at the top 5 teams and the winner of Division 2 going straight through to quarterfinal. And there's 2 more positions that are scrambled between the Division 2 and the winners of Division 3 and 4. So like it drives competition. It does. And again, it comes back to my point about it's hard to imagine it if you haven't looked at the video and looked at all the moving parts and maybe watched it twice. And then next thing you realize, okay, we've a really good proposal in front of us.
You've obviously spoken to a lot of people already, and by the sounds of it, you're going to have a busy couple of weeks ahead. How confident are you that option B will pass?
I'm confident. I am because I believe in our Gaelic family. I believe in our leadership. I just think education is really important. I just think it's important that delegates and county executives have the conversations with players, have the conversation with your club members, you know, have a robust debate locally. And the work that you're doing, you know, I think when you evaluate something, and I've spent a lot of hours looking at this and thinking about it, talking to players, like I've moved the dial in certain aspects. So, you know, if it was my why, you know, I could stand over my decision and that it's the right decision to vote for Proposal B, because I believe that it will ignite Gaelic football. And we just need anyone who's voting for it to really believe in their position, that it's the right thing to do for Gaelic football. And if that happens, I do believe we have a really good chance that it will pass. And look, all will be revealed on the 23rd of October. All the GPA want to do and players want to do is really put our voice out there so our voice is heard. And we're asking, you know, let's go on an education journey. Let's have the debate over the next 2 weeks so that the right decision is made on the 23rd.
Great stuff, as always, Tom. Best. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about your former teammate and most
so it's just a great appointment. Leitrim is a proud footballing county. You know, myself and Andy actually played Sigerson football in Sligo IT, and we played a lot of the Leitrim guys. And look, it's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the team develop and progress, and hopefully they're developing and progressing with a minimum of 11 competitive games and playing in the height of the summer and next year with this new proposal. And you know, it's exciting times ahead for Leitrim, and I want to wish Andy the very best of luck.
Great stuff, Tom.
Thanks, Nathan.